The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Well, hello there. Welcome, 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 welcome. It is Friday. That day of wonderful, wonderful, sweet release as we turn our attention to the weekend. And here we are today at Spirituality 101, extending a warm and gracious welcome to all of my listeners today. So those of you who are my regulars, I hope you have pencil and paper. Today we are going to be dealing with a very, very, very deep subject. And to those of you who might be listening to my voice for the very first time, I want to extend a very, very special welcome. And hope that today you can relax, kick back, and join with us, particularly my regulars, as we explore a topic that it seems is very, very, very much in the hearts and the minds of a large proportion of people here, not just in the United States of America, but in the world. Just a few reminders, quick reminders. At Spirituality 101, we are here to serve you. We are here to support your journey. We are here to guide your attention and your focus to resources that are available to you in these very, very, very evolutionary times in which we live. We are here to bring you interviews and to bring the thoughts and the experiences of people who are experts in the field of spirituality, and also to bring you the thoughts, the awareness, and the experiences of people who are walking their own path to kind of help you on your own journey, because as you know, they tell me all the time, the stories are what becomes the empowerment. We can read a lot. And when we're reading a lot, we are taking in a tremendous amount of information. That information comes in, but then it has to be seeded with energy and or light, so that information can be transformed very naturally into wisdom. And when information is transformed into wisdom, then we are guided by the inner wisdom of the divine, and our lives cannot help but be more purposeful, more joyful, and allow us to be of better service one to the other. So welcome today. And our topic today, today's topic, the e-card we sent out, read something like this. Are you religious? Do you ever wonder about this opening up of concept and ideas that are being put into the spiritual, kind of a spiritual classification? Do you ever wonder whether, like I did several years ago, I said to God, there has to be more, Lord. Do you ever wonder about whether there is more? Do you have questions? Do you have fears, perhaps, if you're walking very strongly as a Christian today and you feel that being drawn to or asking questions about something that is not peculiarly or does not seem to be peculiarly Christian, will that bring you to a place of hellfire? Do you worry about things like that? Today's show is intended to address these issues and for us to bring it to the table. You know, I sometimes think there is a huge elephant in the midst of our churches, and we are continuing to entertain ourselves and ignore the elephant in the room. So today we are pulling the elephant, we're taking the elephant and making it very visible. And I hope that while you're listening to my voice, if you feel strongly about something I say, or you want to make a comment, or you have a question, feel free to pick up the phone and call me live. And I'm happy to entertain your comment or your questions. So, today we will do a little examination of this. It's an age-old topic. We did not invent this topic in the 21st century. It's an age-old topic that is usually termed something like religion versus spirituality. I did not necessarily want to coin it that way because it's not a one or the other. In my view, in my experience of having walked this journey for 3 decades, it's a long time, I would like to say that it is not one or the other. It's a transition, a natural transition from one into the other. But let's start with a couple of definitions so that we are all on the same page. And if you have a different definition, if you have a definition that you feel is stronger than the one that I'm going to give for religion and spirituality, please pick up the phone and call me. We love dialogue on spirituality 101. Definition, religion. Religion is a set of man-made rules, doctrines, and practices that are specifically designed to draw humans closer to God, to a creator, if that's how you want to put it, to be able to follow a prophet or a hierarchy, or, as in the Christian religion, the Savior, Jesus Christ. Today we are going to be talking a lot about Christianity, even though I know religion is a broad framework. It does not include Christianity alone, but it includes a whole lot of other religious practices and people who are very strong about their faith, as Christian people are. And we're going to talk about that in a little while. But religion is a man-made process, and that process has been put together with the best interests at heart to help to bring people closer to God, so to the Creator, and to make that union with God. It involves certain practices, prayer and being of service one to the other, and there are certain faith practices, and it primarily, the Christian religion primarily focuses on worshiping God and being faithful worshipers to the name, to the belief systems. Spirituality, on the other hand, I want to first say spirituality is not to be confused with spiritualism. So often people confuse the two words. Being spiritual is about living a more moralistic life, turning on the inside so that we can get inner direction. Spiritualism is a series of practices that can take one to the negative side or the positive side. So there are two different things altogether, but today we are focusing on spirituality. Spirituality is a belief in an ultimate immaterial reality, in an following an inner path, whereas in religion we're looking outside of ourselves to find answers and direction. With spirituality, we're turning our attention on the inside so that we can follow an inner path that will enable us to discover the essence of who we are, deep down inside of us. Who are you? spirituality demands that we do some very, very, very close internal seeking and searching. And self-discovery is a big part of spirituality. Who are you? Why are you here? Where are you going? How do you plan to get there? So it's a process that enables a person to discover the essence of who he or she is, the deepest values and meanings by which we choose to live our lives. And that, I would say, is in a broad base, the meaning of the word spirituality. Now, when it is so often people have come to believe that when you become spiritual, you have to let go of your Christian or your religious beliefs. And I have not found that at all. That has not been my belief or my experience. I want to say my experience. Because I happen to think that the Bible, in the Christian sense, is God's word that is written. It is not the only place where God has written his word. It is God's word, but I believe it requires an amazing amount of self-evaluation and a tremendous amount of meditation and silent practice to take us to the sacred place where we can interpret this phenomenal book. I am myself an ordained minister. I have been that for several years. And on a Sunday, you can find me in a prison. My ministry is in a prison. And on a Sunday morning, that is where you will find me. And I am teaching the word. I am also very, very strongly spiritual. And what I discovered is that my Christian beliefs, having been raised in the Christian system, having three generations of pastors in my family and being in church every Sunday, four times a week. By the time I was 12, I had either read or heard the whole Bible from cover to cover. And there, I began to have some questions. And the questions were not doubting the validity of the Bible, but rather asking some very interesting questions like, why did Christ always teach in parables? Why didn't he just come out and say what he needed to say? It took several years of my growth, et cetera, for me to understand that it was necessary for him to teach in parables because the people, the students that were following, had not grown in terms of their consciousness to be able to understand the whole reality of what he was teaching. For example, when Christ walked on water and Peter saw him walked on water and marveled, Christ didn't stop to explain what the metaphysics involved was that allowed him to walk on water, because he realized that Peter's consciousness was not there to be able to understand that fully. So what he did was help Peter to have the experience, knowing that he would go on much, much later as the consciousness developed to be able to understand all the underlying spiritual laws, et cetera, that allowed him to do that. And I think I'm beginning to feel that this is where we are. We have entered the age of Aquarius. We are in November of 2012. Just before a major, major shift, we can see the fact that the earth is shifting because of the ecological changes and all the trauma and drama we're seeing all around the world tell us that the world is changing. We have now grown. It has been 2012 years since Christ walked the earth. We have had 2012 years to grow in consciousness. And now we are standing, we're just standing on that platform so we can now move to being able to walk on water like Christ did, to be able to raise the hand and heal the sick, because that was his requirement of us. But it took years of doctrine, years of being followers before we can transition to becoming masters. Whew. That's a mouthful. But I would summarize that to say, religion asks of us to be followers of a set of doctrine, theology, and very specified practices. Religion talks about conversion, a conversion moment when one feels convicted and one makes the conversion. Spirituality talks about transformation of consciousness. It places its focus more on growth, inner growth, and the ability to begin to move, to become, and to walk in Christ consciousness. To walk in Christ consciousness means we're supposed to perform miracles. To walk in Christ consciousness means we're supposed to walk on water. To walk in Christ consciousness means we are supposed to be in training to raise the dead. Because he said, if you believe him, these things you will do. However, it took 2012 years in order to make that transition very real. Now, I think that opening statement is a mouthful. You have a question, you have a comment, you have a concern. We're about to go to a break. Pick up that phone. Call me. I like challenges. 1-866-472-5794. We're dialoguing today about the elephant in the room, the elephant in the religious room that no one wants to really talk about. And today we're opening the lines so that we can dialogue on this. We're going to take a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to look at how are you feeling in these times? We're living in times when there's tremendous transformation, there's tremendous change. There is, even within us, we are feeling anxious about things and we cannot even sometimes put our fingers on how anxious we're feeling. But we have to balance that against the fact that our churches are emptying really fast. As a pastor, I'm very aware of that. And it's time for us to make that examination of that very powerful statement these days when people will say, I hear people say this a lot in my own ministry, I am more spiritual than I am religious. What does that mean to you? This is Spirituality 101, and we are taking a break, and we will be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we're addressing the elephant in the room, particularly in our Christian religious circles, and we're talking about religion and spirituality. And I went off to the break with a statement that I am hearing so much more these days than I've ever heard before. Some of you may know that my own ministry takes me to working with prisoners in prisons. It also takes me to working with people who are severely addicted to drugs, drug intervention. And in the course of any 1 week, I am involved with at least 135 human beings who are in the process of phenomenally changing their lives. And I hear this a lot now. People are saying, well, today I am more spiritual than I am religious. And then I say, well, what does that mean? And then there are those who will say, well, I am very religious, but I have some questions about spirituality. And I think this is what this show is about today. This is what this class is about today, as we kind of pursue this matter. So I want to tell you a little story from my own life, because I believe storytelling is one of the most powerful ways for us to transmit the energy of what we have experienced when we tell the stories of our own lives. I was born in Guyana, South America, and to two very interesting people that I had as parents. My mother was extremely religious, a child of a father who was a pastor. Very also interesting that my father's father was also a pastor. And so the background of our lives was religious. And my mother was, I would say, you know, as a child, I would say, well, she's born and died in the blood of Jesus. And if whatever you had to bring before my mother didn't come under the foot of the cross, she would not entertain it at all. This was a woman who sang in the choir. She was had a beautiful soprano voice. As a matter of fact, that's how my parents met, singing in a choir. Beautiful soprano voice. She sang in the choir. She made cakes and organized bake sales, and very, very, very much involved with the church. And we spent all day in church on Sunday. We left home to go to the 8 o'clock service, which rolled into the 11 o'clock service, which rolled into feeding people, and which rolled into Bible study and activities in the afternoon, so that we didn't get home. And then there was a 7 o'clock evening service. You didn't get home until 9 o'clock on Sunday night. So that gives you a backdrop of my mother. And my mother will very quickly, if someone entered the home and you were about to sit as a child and eat, and there wasn't enough to serve the visitor, your plate would be taken away so that the visitor can be served. She was also one of those who would very quickly give away your clothes if she found that a child needed them more than you did. My father, however, was extremely spiritual. My father was a Mason and an extremely spiritual man. And while my mother gave a whole lot of service to the church, she was very, very active in the church and very active in everything and forever kind of getting people involved and getting married and so on and so forth, my father attended church, but not as diligently as my mother did. He was always there for the feast days, etc. But my father lived by a spiritual code that I observed from the time I was a child that took him into very deep meditation. And by the time I was 12, if you were to ask me between my mother and my father which one lived the Christ principles, I would very quickly say to you, my father. Because every month when my father got paid, he sat at a little desk with a series of envelopes, and in those days people got paid by cash. And he sat at this little desk, and he divided up the money that he made, and each envelope represented his responsibilities. This is for the rent, and this is for the electric, and this is for my mother to run the house. And always there were two extra envelopes, and those two extra envelopes were for people in the community. So I grew up with an understanding that tithing was very real, but that a part of the tithe would be dropped in the church, and the other part of the tithe, it's our responsibility to look around in the community who, for people who really, really, really were suffering, and to be able to ease that suffering because we were the hands of God. And so I grew up with a mother who was very, very religious and a father who was extremely spiritual. My mother would worry, and she would say to my father, you know, when we die, Patrick, I don't want you to go to hell and me to go to heaven, so how is this going to be resolved? Because you're not spending as much time in church. And my father would also always say, just pay attention to the state of mind I'm in when I'm dying, and you will get an answer. And my God, was he right. My father came to the end. He was jovial and happy and excited about the fact, if you can imagine that. He died of a heart attack, excited about the fact that he was going home to this God whom he worshipped and served all of his life, and that this was a big something to be joyful about, and then indicated that, you know, we did not need to go into mourning and sackcloth and ashes because he would A, be with his God and continue to be with his family in spirit. So I give that story to you to help you to understand how I have been able to look at this thing called religion and spirituality. My father could read off the Bible to you in a heartbeat, and people came and he ministered to them, and he ministered with that Bible in his hand. The fact that he was spiritual didn't take away from the foundation material that he was given in the Bible. He, of course, in his everyday life, loved and honored God in ways that I try to do today, but in ways that were absolutely amazing. For example, he took very seriously what God said to Moses when he stood in his presence, take off your shoes, the ground on which you stand is holy, and so you couldn't walk into my father's house with a pair of shoes on your feet. He took that very seriously. So what I got to see was that religion was kind of following the practices that were given, and it was more worshipful, which is not a bad thing, but that spirituality brought my father to a place of deep, deep, deep compassion, to deep, deep, deep humbleness. He was a well-educated man in a very, very, very poor society, but extremely humbly with it, and a life that was very purposeful and served and of service to the community. So you can imagine that having grown up with that background, by the time I was 12, I began to ask questions. What's the difference between the two? Because I'm living with someone who was kind of like just stuck my muzzle with what she had been taught in the church. And it seemed to me like my father had taken what he had been taught in the church and explored it spiritually and had a lot to say to his family and to say to us as children about the meaning and the reality of life. I grew up watching my father meditate. I watched him meditate to good music. And as I grew older in life, I find myself adapting it because, as I said, I had this example of expansion with the one who was spiritual. With the other who was religious, it's like she was marking time, God bless her soul, in the same place, and really bound by a fear that said if she looked into any other aspect other than the Christian religion, there was going to be hellfire and damnation. My father did not believe that or did not live that, and so that is the spirit that he brought to the table. I hope that story will help you to kind of see in your mind's eye how I came to this place of seeking to learn more about spirituality. Our churches, as I said, the numbers in our churches are declining. That worries me, because if we're just leaving churches not to pursue anything else, that is a big danger. We live in times that are very evolutionary. And if we are to survive in evolutionary times, we are going to have be called upon to raise our consciousness. By that I mean, begin to process from a place where we can actually bring the solution to our problems into existence. And I believe that walking the spiritual way, walking the spiritual path, demands that we start exploring inside of us. If we are to believe the Bible that says, "Know ye not that the body is the temple of the living God?" If we are to believe that, then within this physical body is the Spirit of God. It's not out there. There's a manifestation of it out there. But within this this very physical body is the dwelling place of the Spirit of God. And if Einstein once said, and I quote, "I want to know the thoughts of God. The rest is irrelevant." If we are seeking to really merge with and know the thoughts of God, then we have got to make a serious internal search so that we can get connected to what I call the unified field of positive energy that is God, and allow us to unite and be one and process from this place of being one with the Creator. And in spiritual terms, that is termed co-creation with God. In other words, religion is what I call the beginning. It's the beginning. It is where we get rooted. It's where we get an understanding of God. It's where we experience the power of prayer. It is where we can begin to understand that we have to be compassionate and provide service to others, but it is not the end, it's the beginning. Spirituality takes that grounding and moves it forward into higher consciousness. And I see we have to take another break. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Spirituality 101.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking specifically about religion and spirituality. So, do you have questions? Are you asking yourself, for example, where is the world heading to? Why are we having all these disturbances? Why is it that we're feeling as much inner turmoil as we are experiencing outer turmoil? What does that have to do with the sayings in the Bible about the world coming to an end? And is the world really, really going to come to an end on December the 21st, 2012? Well, there are answers to this, and these answers can be found when we not only begin to turn inwardly so that we can hear the thoughts of God echoing inside of us, but then when we connect with other people who are trying to do the same thing or trying to accomplish the same thing of getting closer to God so we can hear and we can follow. Religion is very devotional. Spirituality is very practical. It is the doing part of the instructions that we are given in the Bible, if that makes sense to you. For those of you who are staunchly Christian, I know there isn't time to do it now, but I'll just paraphrase it for you. If you go to 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter tells us exactly what it is that we need to be working on in order to come into fuller consciousness. Because if the man said, these things that I do, you will do and do even more, it means that there is some information that is missing. At 2012 years later, we're not doing it. And so if you go to 2 Peter chapter 1, he tells you things that you must give diligence. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. How do you add faith to your faith virtue? That requires some serious self-examination and some serious meditation. Prayer has two parts. When you go to church, you are told you must pray. That is absolutely true. I had a near-death experience, and I went to the record, and what I learned at the record is that there are two parts to prayer. Part one is the asking. Part two is the being quiet so you can listen for the answer inside. So if you keep praying and praying and asking, but we're not stopping to listen on the inside, then we can't hear the answers. And the ability to listen on the inside requires a certain amount of diligence so we can clear our minds and become into absolute quiet and stillness in our consciousness so we can hear that little tiny voice of God speaking inside of us. And that is part of a spiritual practice. Be still and know that I am God. It's a piece of scripture that I was taught long before I even got to 12. We have to pay attention to that and be very diligent about that, because it is in the stillness that we begin to hear what it is that God has to say to us. It is in our paying attention to nature. A big part of spirituality is to allow nature to be the change agent that it was designed to be. There is scripture that tells us there's a time and a purpose to everything under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, etc. And nature keeps mirroring that to us every year with its cycles, its changes, and its cycles within its changes, all of which is intended to remind us of something that I have come to coin over the years. The change happens at the intersection of timing and information. The timing is God's or the divine or the universal power or the energy or whatever you want to call it that rules this universe. It doesn't really matter what you call it. It rules this universe. It's the acknowledgement of it that says, I have got to be still and follow. And spirituality provides us with the tools so that we can allow ourselves to let nature become the master teacher. Be still and know that I am God. So that in pursuing things spiritual, we don't have a need to let go of the foundation that we were given in any of our sacred scriptures. The foundation, it's real. The foundation, it's true. However, it takes a certain level of consciousness for us to be able to understand, as the Bible said, the traveler said to the two disciples, the disciples said to the traveler, understandest thou what thou readest? And he says, well, how can I understand if nobody teaches me? We need to be taught. We need to be taken to the next level. We need to be taken to the next level of service. If you look around us as what the Mother Earth and the universe and nature is teaching us, if you look around, you will see how much devastation there is that is helping to teach us that material things are not of the value that we have chosen to place on them. And everywhere you go, if you talk to people, I was amazed in having email conversation with a family who had gone through the Japanese tsunami, and to hear of how they thought about that and the ways in which they have grown since having lost everything and having to rebuild. And what I'm hearing is some phenomenal growth spiritually, so that the universe is offering us opportunities to be able to take this inner walk and to be able to expand our consciousness so we can better live the conditions that we are reading about in our spiritual literature. And so for me, it has just been a natural extension from walking the Christian life into walking the spiritual life. The same things, the same attributes, and the same rules, the same Ten Commandments that guided my life when I walked just merely as a Christian continues to guide my life today. So many years of seeking and searching, I have learned much spiritually, much, much, much. I am still a Christian at the core of my being. I will still leave the earth with my eyes focused on the Christ consciousness, because in my spiritual growth, I have come to know that it is not the man Christ that we worship, but rather the spirit that dwelled within the being that was known as Jesus Christ. And that it's our job to engage in whatever activities we need to engage in so that we too can become unified with the Christ consciousness. And when we do that, we open ourselves to be able to do the things that Christ did when he walked this earth. I hope that this is giving you some food for thought. It certainly gave me a lot of food for thought when at the age of 12, I began to ask questions such as these. Why is it that Christ always talked to his disciples and to the people in parables? I have been able to get that answer. In following the spiritual route, I have been able to get answers to the questions of who am I? I have come to know that I am a spirit, much the same as Christ was. I am a spirit, a piece of God that is embodied in this body, and that God dwells inside of me. And when I need answers, I turn inward so that I can hear that small voice. I have been able to find answers to the question of what is my purpose? And the answer to that question has taken me into prisons for the last 28 years, maximum security prisons, minimum security prisons, getting very much involved in substance abuse intervention because that is the disease of the poor today. And my Savior walked and he healed the sick at that time. Major sickness we're being engulfed with right now is, particularly for young lives, is substance abuse. following the spiritual pathway has led me to my purpose. It has answered many of the questions. I still have many questions to be answered, but it has answered questions like, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I have been able to understand and interpret those words today because of this inner spiritual walk that I have added to the Christian principles with which I was raised. And I hope that as I say these things and I share these things from my own journey, that you can, it would give you some food for thought so that your reflection would have something that you can fall back on in terms of making the decision. I see I have Cynthia on the line. We have 2 minutes. Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, I am. And how you doing, Reverend Norma?
I am fine and welcome.
And I'm just excited about the topic. And all I wanted to say is I'm in the midst of having my own healing journey and my own walk with Christ. I'm a Christian, but I know that I'm a spirit having a human experience and that I'm being healed. He said, even greater things than this ye shall do. And I just want to go online on air as a witness, as a testimony to, once you come into alignment with that knowingness, you have the ability to heal from within.
From within. So what I'm hearing here is that you too have taken that step of moving through Christianity and embracing spirituality. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. And have no fear for the audience. To have no fear. And as you quoted earlier, Einstein said, and I'm with him, he only wants to know the thoughts of God. Everything else, you know, doesn't really matter. But the God lives within us. And you mentioned the spirit of the Christ lives within us. We are the Christ principles.
We are the body of Christ.
The
physical body is gone.
Yes.
The collection of people who call themselves Christian is the body of Christ here on earth, and we have to start acting like we are.
Yes.
And in order for us to act like we are, we have got to expand. We've got a brain, and we only use 1/10 of our consciousness. We've got to start investigating, how do I use more? Because the more of our consciousness we can use, is the more intelligent we become. And the more intelligent we become, we can then seek and find the answers to our problems, rather than just, you see, we're on our knees right now, almost like beggars before Almighty God. Oh, please fix this or please fix that.
Mm-hmm.
The goal in evolving consciousness is to get to the place where when we get on our knees, it's to praise God, but we are standing forth alongside with God as co-creators of the new world we want to live in, co-creators of peace, co-creators of harmony. And we're not going to do that if we keep marking time in one place.
And you have to continue this discussion, because I'm also having the experience of being still and knowing that.
Be still and
follow nature. Yes.
That's right. Not be still and hope. Not be still and pray that you might be still
and know. Yes.
That I am God. And when we get to that, it takes work to get there. It takes meditation, contemplation, mindfulness, prayer, sacrifice, fasting, all of that to get us to that place. And that's what spirituality is about. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we have just simply placed the elephant in the room. Are you religious? Are you spiritual? Is there a need for you to stop and perhaps examine the possibility of taking the next step? Religion? When we are religious, we are followers of a set of rules and principles and dogma and guidelines that is offered to us by a man-made facility. And that's not bad, because this man-made facility was done with the intention of moving us closer to God. Now, sometimes it does that, and sometimes I'm here to tell you it doesn't, and that is in direct correspondence to the spiritual nature of its leaders. There's a universal principle that says you cannot take anyone any place where you have not been. And too many of our spiritual leaders, I think, not all, too many of our spiritual leaders have not been asked to take the spiritual journey and take the spiritual walk with all of its sacrifices, etc. So I want to remind you that we are living in very phenomenal evolving times. Times that require us. You know, you can't expect or even get angry with the third grader who can't help you with your 12th grade homework. Because as clever as he is at third grade, he can't possibly help you with that mathematical problem that you have in the 12th grade. Well, it's like we have to evolve. The universe, God is expecting us to evolve out of kindergarten, out of first grade, out of third grade, and to explore and to move on in terms of consciousness. One can continue to be religious, follow the religious instructions and beliefs that we have, but opening up the consciousness to the Lord, there has to be more. That was my question at 12. I discovered the book of Matthew, lock yourself in a closet, and I did just that. I literally locked myself in my mother's closet every day and said, Lord, there has to be more. There has to be more, Lord. Where is the more? How can I find it? And that led me to 7 serious spiritual teachers and a journey that took 33 years of my life so that I can find or discover or begin to uncover the more. In another show, I will share stories from that journey that absolutely fascinate me when I tell them again or when I think about them. But the spiritual journey has allowed me to hold on to my basic principles, my basic Christian principles, and I'm not saying they are the only principles that will take you there. Whatever the religion of your choice, live it. Spirituality is about living it, not just knowing it. I hope I've given you food for thought today. I want to remind you that for those who are Christians listening to my voice, Christ was a metaphysician. What do I mean by that? He healed by raising his hand and using his voice. He rebuked evil. He cast out demons. He did these things quite naturally as a part of his spiritual nature. And if we are followers of the Christ Spirit, then it says that we have got to move towards and work towards being able to consciously, working with the Spirit of God, take care of the problems that we have all around us. The universe is asking us to get up from our knees, from being beggars before Almighty God, to standing forth with our hands and our heads raised to Almighty God, and becoming masters, spiritual masters in the universe, so that together with God's energy and God's force, we can co-create the peace, the harmony that we need here on planet Earth. I want to bless you and thank you for taking the time to listen to me today. If you have questions or comments and you are a little bit shy calling in live, send me an email at myspirituality101@yahoo.com. And I promise you that you will get a response. Remember, if you're walking on the planet today, in the middle of all that is going on, these evolutionary times, remember, you and I argued for the right to be born in these amazing times. So we are required to walk gently, softly, with compassion on the earth. Because we argued for the right to be here. Until next week, I wish you joy. I wish you harmony. I send forth prayers of blessings, and I ask that you give a smile to another, reach out and touch another with joy and with love. Send a kind word. Be the change that you would like to see in the world. God bless you.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.